Whoa! What happened?
That must be Shane.
Hold on, user error.
What's going on?
So sorry.
This is episode 119 on May 8th, 2015.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography. I'm Joseph Ferreira.
I'm Mark Sadowski.
And I'm Shannon Guy.
Woohoo! Unfortunately, Matt's not here, so we're going to keep this kind of simple.
And Maud's not here either.
Yeah, Maud's not here either.
He had a his mother-in-law had passed away, so our thoughts and prayers are out for him, and they're going through a fun time. I mean that sarcastically. I didn't mean to make that a joke or anything, but no, they're going through his wife is I'm going to shut up now.
Yeah. We're thinking about Maud and his family and all that. It's a tough time.
Send him a message. He is on Instagram. He is at Maud Byrne. And let's all say hey for him.
Yeah.
Give him some cool new emojis or something.
That's right. Well, like we said earlier.
And Matt's on vacation. He doesn't need
anything. Yeah, Matt's on vacation. He's actually heading towards our neck of the woods. He's got a family function going on this next week. So,
wait, where'd you say he's going?
He's coming to our neck of the woods.
Oh, I thought you said he was going into the woods. I'm like, where do I have the Deliverance banjo strum?
Yeah.
Ding, bing, 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 bing. Anyway.
Yep. So yeah, we're gonna talk about some stuff today that has been happening in our Facebook group, and some ideas that have come up. And I have to say, this week was a lot of fun. It was one of those weeks where you're like, yeah, it seems like everything's going right.
We don't get those very often.
Yeah. We had some good participation in Facebook and in the chat room and all that. So we wanted to, make this one an easy one, kind of not your usual episode, and just kind of keep it loose. So,
first we want to say hi to all the people in our chat room.
Yeah.
If you want to, hello, we have a good crew in there. And, if you ever want to listen live, go to tinyshutter.com and click on the live link. That'll take you to our Mixlr account where, you can subscribe and get notifications when the episode goes live. But generally, we go live on Thursdays at 9:30 p.m. Today, we're doing it on a Friday night, unfortunately, because yesterday I just had too much going on with real life. So my apologies there. But we'll be back to our regular scheduled programming.
Yeah. Well, so let's start.
How many people do we have in the chat room right now?
A lot.
Yeah,
okay, like more than I could count. Like a million. There's got to be like a million people in there.
A million bazillion.
A million.
Or at least they seem like it.
It's a good amount.
Awesome. Thank you guys for joining us.
28 people. Thank you, Greg.
Almost a baseball team. Nice. Yeah, they keep us entertained.
Well, we would have had more if it wasn't for that Deflategate thing here in New England.
Oh,
I can't believe that popped up into the news again. I'm like, oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah, brilliant. They needed some sort of a distraction, so they brought it up again.
It's just ridiculous. Anyway,
speaking of distractions, what have you been up to, Mark, lately?
I actually went into photographing with my iPad. I was on Monday. I had a doctor's appointment, and before, you know, I went to the actual appointment, I had some time to kill. And in Amesbury, Massachusetts, there is this waterfall that used to be part of an old mill that runs right down the middle of downtown. So I had my tripod with me. I was intending to use my iPhone to do the photography, but I didn't have the tripod mount for my iPhone. But I did have the one on my iPad, and so I used that instead. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. I got to shoot with it. I looked like a total idiot. People gave me stares, but you know what? F them. I had a great time, and the photos came out pretty good.
That's good. Yeah, I liked them. You've been going to that spot a few times, correct?
I mean, it's a local spot. Anytime I want to test out like a new filter for a camera or, you know, a new app, you know, that's an easy place to go to. The fun thing is that the app that I frequently use for slow shutter effects is called Slow Shutter, you know, aptly named.
That's a good one.
It had, like, last time I was talking about problems with the with the blur effect. It was giving like a kind of a crimping motion. It wasn't like a total blur. And yeah. I actually dug into the settings and realized that I could make it blurrier.
Ooh.
So I set the blur to maximum and hit the warp drive. And it came out looking smooth as butter.
You're going to have to set up a side-by-side comparison.
I will. Maybe next time. I'm going to be heading there Monday again, so I'll do that. James in the chat room says, a waterfall, what a surprise.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to have to mention one of his images a little later on.
Yes, absolutely.
He is classic. Yeah. I had at work, I had to work with some crews that were doing some tedious work. And so I was a little bored, but I took the time, you know, to be able to get some images. I was in another county that we had service in and noticed that there were quite a few dilapidated buildings. And I started to, you know, just take some pictures of it. And then I realized after I got a picture of an old gas station, and I realized that that county and our county are littered with small mom and pop from like the 1940s, 1950s gas stations, just you drive by it and not think anything of it if you weren't paying attention, because some of them have gas pumps and some of them don't. And Mark and I were talking this week and, you know, just we were talking about one image that I took the other day, and it's in the Facebook group. I'll repost it because it's not out there, you know, for people to see. But it was something dawned on me, and I was like, you know what? I need to just go around, and every time I see one, just take a picture of it and try to, you know, come up with some sort of a what are they called? When you want to take a bunch of images of a certain subject. Help me out.
Say, what's the word you're looking for?
Okay.
Take a series?
I was thinking like a coffee book.
Yeah, but series, you know what?
A collage.
A collection. A collection. Montage.
I don't know. I know there's a specific word. Come on, chat room, help us out here.
A diptych?
No.
I want to use that word, actually.
Yeah. No, it's a like a series of photos, but you take. Yeah, I'm I can't remember it. People are yelling at their phones right now, listening to this, saying the word. It'll come to us. So, I think
you said it best when you said, a series. I don't think you really need to go any further than that.
Compilation.
Photo project, something like that. Yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna do a little project because I drive all over the area, and I run across certain scenes and everything. I'm just gonna go through, and every time I see one, I'm gonna stop, pull over, and get a picture and see what I can come up with, because I think it's a lot of fun, and I'd like to document as many as I can. And fungi, nice. Document as many as I can, and possibly even map out different ones along the way. There's a Highway 49 that runs from Charlotte through the upper mid area of South Carolina, and I know there's a lot of them that are through there, especially when you start getting through some of these old towns. And so I think I need to turn my GPS on and be able to map them out and do some sort of a photo series. And
see, look how well that works. The chat room agrees with the series as well.
Yeah. They also put in their squirrels. So,
well, that, you know, synonyms.
Yeah.
I mean, one idiot in there put fungi. I mean,
I know.
I'm not going to name any names.
James not paying attention. He's asking what I'm talking about. You'll have to wait till the till the episode comes out.
You know what? Interesting thing is that this is something that you could do for our YouTube channel, is that, you know, you throw on the GPS,
yes,
right? You put the stuff into iPhoto and make a nice little slideshow. Oh, wait a minute. You don't have a Mac.
No, I can do it on iMovie on the iPhone.
Can you?
Yeah. A slideshow.
That does the map?
Oh.
Like it will create a kind of, it will do a slideshow, but what will happen is it will incorporate the mapping, the GPS mapping, and it'll add the map. So it'll go from one location to the next location and do that.
So the NSA made it easy for them to be able to figure out where those pictures are from.
No, Apple made that. NSA just took advantage of it.
Yeah, so I think...
The NSA didn't invent GPS, Joe. Just like popular to contrary belief, Al Gore didn't invent the internet.
Hey.
Yes, he did.
Hey.
He created global warming too, so
that's right.
Well, he needed global warming to make his movie.
All right, we're getting off track.
I think we're right on track.
So that's my photo project. That's something I'm gonna start doing, and I'd like to challenge other people out there. If they live in an area that has the same thing, let's do it, you know?
Okay, so we will – how about this for the next challenge? We will do a slideshow of a series of our choosing.
Ooh, okay.
Add to the difficulty, I can't do waterfalls.
Ooh.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm doing waterfalls. No, I'm seriously, I won't do a waterfall. I don't think anybody wants to see another waterfall from me for a while.
Yeah. Well, you know, make should we pick instead of something of their choosing, should we say something that's, you know,
whatever our topic
let's
is.
Let's do it highway. How about that? Highway.
Anything? No. Whatever we have access to. Like, you'll do yours on dilapidated gas stations and stuff. I could do mine on, like, I don't know, dilapidated outhouses or something like that. Shannon can do hers on her cat.
Her dilapidated cat.
Well, I mean, I wasn't going to go there. They're cats.
There's nothing wrong with my cat. He's gorgeous.
But being mean. The topic is series, and we could post that video. If it's a video format, great. Post it into our Facebook feed. Or if it's under 15 seconds, throw it into our Tiny Shutter hashtag. Hashtag okay. TS Challenge.
Isn't there an app like Flipagram or something that will flip through images?
What's that?
Flipagram? Isn't that an app that'll flip through images?
Yes.
Kind of like a slideshow?
Yeah, there's a ton of apps out there that will make slideshows for Instagram.
Yeah, but Flipagram is mainly a RSS type program. So you're taking feeds from other, like, magazines or websites. I don't think what we're doing is going to work with that. I don't think you can create a flipbook.
I've never used it, so I don't
okay, yeah.
I've seen it.
Well, the point is that there's plenty out there.
It can be done.
Yeah. And next week when everybody returns, we'll do the final tally on the Planes, Trains, Automobiles.
Yes.
Shenanigans.
Absolutely. So let's talk about what happened on Facebook this
week. Go for it.
This week.
That's all you, man.
So I had posted one of those images of the gas station, and Greg, who's in the chat room, he says, oh, why don't you lighten up some of the dark areas and get some texture and whatever. So I did, but apparently it wasn't good enough.
He was right.
He was right. And the problem was I was looking at it from my phone. I wasn't on a computer. And so he borrowed the image and made some changes to it. And he's like, can I do this? I'm like, oh, psh, yeah, go for it, man. And
he was on his phone too, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well, I was driving. No, I'm just kidding. I was in my truck. So he decided on later on to post one of his images and said, hey, anybody who wants to be able to edit, you know, it's pretty much their own interpretation of the image, go for it. And, you know, he said, just don't post it anywhere else, you know, because it's his image. So everybody decided to post it in the comments of that image. And there was a lot of cool different variations of it. So I'm going to pull it up right now. It's on Facebook. You can go to
tinyshutter.com/groups, and that'll bring you right to our Facebook group.
Yep. And so in the comments are the different variations. It looks like there was about 35 different comments. Joseph Holtzel, he posted one of, looks like graffiti. It looks like a pop culture mural that he slapped onto the side of it.
Oh my God, can you be any more square?
Yeah. And then there was a selective coloring by Mark Staben. And then he also did another one that was more of a Lomo type. And then, you know, there are other ones. There was some black and white images, just a lot of creative ways. And then, you know, kind of said which apps that we used in it. I did one that was a painting that's Paint It Now by Corel. And I chose one of the painting, quote unquote, textures.
Not a fan of that app.
I like it.
No, you don't. And I'll tell you why. Get Auto Painter, and you're going to think that Corel Painter is just the biggest piece of dump.
I will see. As we're doing this, I'm trying to make sure that I get all the apps. So Auto Painter.
And, but yeah, there's a huge variety in there. I mean, everybody used even the people that use the similar apps like Snapseed, just did great variations. Some people were being a little silly, some people were being serious. It's just awesome, and everybody contributed. And my personal favorite goes to James, who go ahead, Joe, describe this one.
He took a waterfall and he used the Handy app and had the train caboose going down the waterfall. It was awesome.
Caption: covered Tiny Shedder's likes all in one photo. That covers me. If it was covering all of Tiny Shedder, it would you would have to have a dilapidated building in there for Joe, Shannon's cat mauling the caboose, and a bridge from Ohio to be somewhere in there. That would cover everybody.
Yeah. Speaking of Ohio, did you hear something?
What? Who's this?
Did you guys hear?
What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, man?
I was listening on Mixler while I was packing for my vacation, and I was like, oh, that was so fun yesterday. I got to get in on this conversation.
Yeah. So what did you think of that little challenge?
It was a ton of fun. You know, I've seen people do this in the past, you know, on different forums and whatnot, where they post a picture and then ask for ideas for editing, or I've seen it done in humorous ways too.
Yes.
Which, you know,
which we covered.
I forget who it was, but yeah, somebody did that.
It was the guy who went to Paris and wanted his finger to touch the top of the Eiffel Tower.
I think it was Tuggy specifically.
There was that, and there was other stuff too.
Yeah.
Fark is famous for Fark.com.
Hang on just a second. I need to switch my headphones. I'm using Bluetooth ones, and they're acting kind of silly.
Okay.
All right. No worries, man.
Right back.
All right. Yeah. To reiterate the Paris, there was an article on Petapixel. I'll link it in the show notes, where a guy had a picture of himself taken with the Eiffel Tower, except he didn't have the perspective correct. He wanted his finger to be touching the top of the Eiffel Tower. So he asked the internet to Photoshop his picture, and it was hilarious.
There's been a few of those that have been hilarious.
Like, yeah.
With the guy, like, pinching the moon.
Oh,
yeah.
That one, oh, I laughed for days.
I'm back.
Too, so.
Awesome. That sounds much better.
Well, it was my headphones. So it had nothing to do with my microphone.
It sounds no different to me.
That's right.
Really, it sounds much better to me for some reason.
Well, you're.
I'm not hearing a feedback from your end.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe the Bluetooth was doing something weird. I don't know. They were cutting in and out, so it was. I don't know what's wrong with them.
Right on.
So old-fashioned corded headphones for me, I guess.
It's the way to go. Yeah, so this is something that we're going to do. I don't want it to go like every day where we have something. I don't want to tire everybody else out. But if anybody ever has one of these to post, we should throw it into the Facebook group and let everybody have at it. And I think definitely once a week, one of us from the one of the hosts will put something in there.
Yeah.
Once a week, every other week. Greg in the chat room says once a month.
Yeah.
You know, it depends on the photo, I guess, too.
Yeah, exactly.
But that was pretty cool. What should we call this spit?
How about, I was going to say, like, editor app challenge.
Tiny edits it is.
There we go.
Tiny what?
Tiny edits.
Oh. Oh, I like that. All right.
Although James in the chat room is going to call him Billy. That works.
Our fans are more clever than we are. That's awesome.
Tiny edits. All right. Yeah, I think that's I think we should do that more often. And if there are any other ideas that people have, you know, let us know.
Yeah, if you want to do our job, go for it.
Yeah. No, go on to Facebook. Go on to Facebook and, you know, put in, you know, come up with a, if you have an idea, just put it in there and see what everybody thinks, you know. Probably, you know, I keep thinking I'll put something in there. Everybody like chirp, 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 you know, crickets. But, you know, don't well, hesitate.
Because you posted photos of crickets.
Yeah. Ooh, that would be fun. No, I need to do worms. Yeah. Photos of worms.
You posted a sign with worms.
Yeah. Oh, the same area where I got the dilapidated gas station, the old one.
You peed on your pant leg. You might as well empty the bladder.
Yeah, I drove past this sign, and I did a double take. And I turned around, and sure enough, it said exactly what I thought it said. You know, it said breakfast daily, and then it had burgers and worms. And I'm like, oh, that is awesome. Whether they did it on purpose or not, I don't care. I'm taking a picture of that. yeah, worms. Imagine worms on your burger.
So did you go in?
The McDonald's?
No, I did not.
See, I would have been intrigued by that.
I would have asked for a worm burger.
A worm burger.
As long as the worms are organic. I'm okay.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, non-GMO. Non-GMO
for worms. Oh, yeah. It's one of those things. He needed a bigger sign. He needed a bigger sign. You know, all the information, you know, fit on there, except it just didn't. It didn't look right.
Greg in the chat room says GMO would be a tremor burger.
What do you think that they were trying to say?
Well, I think they wanted to have on there that there were worms, so because a lot of fishermen go through all that area.
Gotcha.
So,
gotcha.
I think there were just worms on the burgers.
No, I think they put worms because live bait would not fit on the sign. So, yeah.
They're ruining the fun.
Yeah. Well, we'll never know now.
Oh, I can go back over there. It's not that far.
Please go and order a worm burger and see what they say. And film it, please. I'd do it, but that's like, what, a 4-hour drive for me to do?
Yeah, that's okay. It's worth it.
You're right. It totally is.
Yeah.
Road trip.
Oh, Speaking of road trips, Matt, are you ready?
Absolutely not.
Good man.
No,
good man.
Not even close.
Yeah.
So the only thing that I really did to even remotely get ready is I bought a portable DVD player, like a one that you strap to like the back of your seat, and that's for Joseph because you know it's going to be a long car ride.
Yeah, that's good for, you know, a slight distraction when he gets to the point of braking.
Yes. Yeah, if it buys me any peace at all, it'll be well worth it.
Absolutely. That's cool.
I'll just sleep the whole trip and then be awake all night.
No.
That's what my kids did.
Oh, no. Yeah, we talk about going across the country on a road trip. And, you know, I was thinking the other day, I was like, yeah, you should drive to California. I'd like to, you know, rent a or borrow a motorhome and do that. That way there's ample space and you're not having to, you know, climb in and out of all the different hotels along the way. But I would love to just map out an area to be able to go from South Carolina to California so that I can just take pictures of different sights and sound scenes and all that. Grand Canyon.
Called roads, dude.
What's that?
It's called roads.
Yeah.
they connect things pretty well.
Yeah. When I was 13 or I must have been 14. We took a trip from California to Florida.
Oh, and, no, you were 13.
Yeah. and, you know, we hit the Grand Canyon.
iPhone were you using back then?
Yeah. I think I was using a 110 film camera. Yeah.
I missed those.
I remember those.
Best ever.
I don't miss them because I had nothing but garbage. But you know,
I'm sure he was a user error.
We hit the meteor
service.
Yeah, the meteor crater in Arizona. Went through Texas and got into Tennessee. Went to Chattanooga. You know, stuck our fingers through some of the barns that had holes in it from the Civil War. You know, stuff like that, and just you know. I want to be able to take our kids and do the same thing. And, you know, and not only that, but, you know, try to get some good images along the way. You know, we do too much of the flyover. You know, you fly from one spot to another and you don't really get that view that, you know, the opportunities to take those pictures of different areas. Granted, flying is faster. Maybe it's cheaper, but it's getting to the point now, especially when there's going to be six of us, it's getting harder and harder to fly economically. So, you know, I'm looking forward to a time to be able to pile everybody in and just head across the country and see different things.
There's really nothing to see out there. I've been all around. There's nothing out there.
It gets kind of repetitious at a certain point.
Yeah. Well, when you're in Kansas or Texas, it all looks the same.
There's a reason why that song is Dust in the Wind.
Yeah. That's when the DVD player comes in handy.
Oh, I meant that.
I mounted Matt. The second one. I suction cupped it to the windshield right in front of my face.
Yeah. Officer, I'm staring at the road. What are you talking about?
Oh, that's my heads up display.
Honestly, officer, what could I have possibly hit?
My VR glasses were out of battery.
Oh, that 10-mile trail of dead. Oops.
Yeah.
Walk it off. Matt, were you listening to us when we were talking about the next challenge? The series challenge.
The what challenge?
Our next photography challenge is going to be a series. So we do a bunch of photos. Whatever you can pick, whatever series you want, but you're going to take all those photos and you're going to put them into a slideshow and then post them either on Facebook or Tiny Shutter. Instagram.
Okay. I must have been getting suitcases out of the closet when you guys were talking about that.
Yeah. So have at cool. it.
All right. That sounds like fun. I still have to participate in the previous challenge.
Well, we'll handle that one for next week.
I won't be on next week.
God, that's right.
That's okay.
Would this challenge ever end?
I don't have to be on for it to end.
It's true.
Probably better that way.
All right. Well, Mark, let's look at the images that we have on Facebook.
All right, you pull up Facebook. I'll pull up Instagram.
Okay.
Wow, this is going to be really interesting on an audio show.
Yeah. So Fred Zelders did one. Let's see here.
Well, I'm hoping that maybe somewhere tomorrow in West Virginia I'll be able to come across some sort of dilapidated vehicle or something cool. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, well, okay, let's do this. We'll hold off on this one more time, and Mark, you and I next week will...
No, I'm calling it right now.
Oh, okay.
Fred Zelders is my personal winner. He did this really cool Volvo
yep.
photo. It's an old car, and that's my personal favorite from the Tiny Shutter feed. The hashtag TS challenge.
Yep. I like the one that Craig Engman did. It's a
good one too.
Mr. Reuter, and it's got graffiti all over the front. it was like it was parked there long enough that the vandals got to it.
You know what? It's hard to pick out a favorite one. Like Susie picks. On Instagram, she did this really cool hood ornament.
Hmm.
You know what? How about this? You guys all beat us.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to pick the super winner.
All right, you pick the super winner. Who is it?
I'm looking through them right now. There's a lot of stuff in here that does not fit with our...
Yes.
...contest. Apparently, we're not the only ones who want to use that that hashtag.
Yeah.
You know what? Looking back at what the hashtag was used for is pretty funny. Because that's going back like 64 weeks. And it's like, oh. Apparently, it was a Taylor Swift challenge.
Oh, gosh.
Then it was some sort of diet challenge.
So I'm not supposed to pick a Taylor Swift picture, right?
Well, I mean, if she's on a train.
Or if she's in an automobile.
Okay.
You know what? James' photo on the bridge, too, was
pretty that was pretty epic.
Yeah, I did say last week that one won, no matter what.
Yeah.
This is hard. I like everyone. I mean,
this Fred, really
Fred Zelder's picture is pretty sweet. I really like the whole treatment. I like the border on it. I think that's pretty cool. You know, I'm really leaning towards the train on the bridge.
Yeah, I'm agreeing.
Yep. Yeah, because not only did he get the trestle, but he got the train on it.
Yeah, that's just, it's awesome. Everything about it's pretty sweet.
Oh man, that's so tough. This one was actually a tough one. All right, everybody comes in first place, but his was first.
Oh, gosh.
All right, I think James got it. So we'll go ahead and we'll use that as the album art for this episode. How's that? Does that work?
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, cool. Well, congratulations, James. All right.
Oh, I just brought up the Chad. He was Chad the whole time.
That's funny. Oh, his comments are funny.
He won't get the photos.
I like it.
Yeah. Well, cool. All right. Is there anything else you guys wanted to bring up?
Yeah, Shannon, what have you been photographing?
Yeah.
actually, I haven't been doing too much. I shot some nighttime Harley shots last weekend. I don't know if anybody saw those. I don't think I tagged it.
No, I haven't seen those. Holy crap, why haven't I seen these? Where'd you put them?
You know what? I didn't even put it on Instagram. Well, maybe I did. I don't remember.
No, hold on.
But anyway, my uncle came into town, and he and my dad are huge Harley Davidson fanatics. Like, each one of them
have multiple Harleys. Oh, I saw one. Is it moving in the background?
Yes. And so while he was in town, I was like, hey, let me take a couple pictures of you guys on your bike. And of course, by the time we got around to it, it was like 10 o'clock at night, and the moon had just come up over the tree line, and it turned out really well.
So how'd you take that photo?
Well, I didn't take it with my iPhone. I can tell you that much.
Oh, there it is. Nice.
Is that did you combine photos?
What do you mean, is that combined photos? Of course that's it's not, all one photo.
You're insulting her. Stop insulting her.
You mean
you realize I'm awesome?
You didn't do a composite?
What do you mean? I don't even know how to do a composite.
We'll have to talk
about it. I don't even know what that means.
All right. Well, I don't know.
No, I think we can stick the fork in this one.
I think so too. I was going to say, you guys got anything else? Because I think we're done.
Yup.
So, all right. Well, let's go ahead and wrap things up. Shannon, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Shannon Guy Photo.
Awesome. Matthew.
You can find me in Asheville, North Carolina. No, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at M Hoffman Photo.
Sweet. Mark.
I am That Polish Photographer on Instagram, and I am mostly Marcus on the Twitters.
Sweet. And I'm Joseph Ferreira on Instagram. You can find the show by going to tinyshutter.com, and we have links to Facebook, where you can find us on Facebook. And then you can also find the show, the live feed, by clicking on live. And you will Mixler will open up, and you can join the chat, listen live, and all that fun stuff. We usually do a post pick of the week, but this week was a little different. Post pick of the week is what we use for our album art. It's our way of including you in the show, and you can submit your images for post pick of the week on Instagram by using the hashtag #TinyShutter, and we will go through and choose one. I think that's it. We're changing some things up a little bit, and you know, trying to find our groove. So if you go on the regular day that we usually do it, and we're not there, there's a reason why. So we're gonna try and figure out some things, but we'll let you know.
Yeah, we're basically trying to find that one sweet spot for a day.
Yeah.
Like what would be the best day for everybody without having any conflicts. But next week we'll be back to Thursdays.
Yep. So, all right, Mark, why don't you lead us out of here?
There are many places for you.
Oh, wait, what the heck?
I had a wrong recording.
No,
I think that was one of my.
Quiet now.
That was one of my failed commercials.
Oh, please play it. Please, 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 please.
No, that's all there was. That you heard it all. That was.
Oh man.
For some reason, it was on my soundboard.
That's awesome.
All right, here we go.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
We came, we saw, we kicked it down. We came, we saw, we kicked it down. We came, we saw, we kicked it down.